Harvesting the last remaining laughs before it all goes to shit. It's the I Can't Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Everything's falling can't off complain. The fucking can't desk.
Complain.
Holy
can't complain.
Shit.
Can't complain.
Who's going to complain? Falling apart.
Him?
I'm going to sit here and complain.
I rearranged my desk this week, and during the intro, I'm just hitting TV monitors. I'm reckless. I'm knocking shit off the desk. This just reaffirms my belief that if I ever lose my eyesight, if I ever go blind, I'm just going to have to live in the house that I'm in right now for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be able to redesign anything. I'm not going to be able to change anything around because I'm going to want to know where everything is, because even with full use of my eyes, if I change anything around me, I'm a clumsy son of a bitch. I'll bump into something. I'll knock it over. I'll break it. If you invite me over to your house and you hand me some brand new fine china, just know that I'm probably going to break it immediately as soon as I touch it. Because I'm a clumsy son of a bitch. Welcome to the show, by the way. My name is John. I gotta be honest with you guys, as long as I've been on Earth, I don't think I've ever accomplished anything in January. What a rotten month. And the lead up to January is so exciting. You get gifts at Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. You get gifts. And then New Year's Eve arrives and you're excited and you celebrate with your friends. And you say, we're going to have a good year. 2024 is going to be better than 2023 has been. And then 2024 arrives. You wake up on January 1st. You roll over. You look out the window for the first time all year, and it's cold as hell outside. It hasn't stopped snowing in 3 weeks. The pets, they're frozen outside. They're dead. The children, if you've left the door open, they probably wandered outside, and they're probably frozen to death too. And at that moment, you don't give a fuck about any of that. You roll over, and you said, wake me up when February arrives. Because January, it ain't doing shit for me. I've never had a good January in my life. But maybe it's just me. Maybe you're in a good mood this year, but I'm not. It got off to a bad start, guys. I'll be honest with you. It got off to a bad start. I didn't get much for Christmas this year. I didn't get the gifts that I wanted. I didn't get the gifts that were required. And I'm angry. I'm looking right now at a gift card that I got for Christmas, and I wish I was over it, but I'm not. I'm still hanging on to Christmas gifts that are almost a month old because they're so shitty that I can't even find a way to use it. You give me a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond. Bitch, I'm a man! I'm a man! There's nothing there for me! There's the bed. I'm not I love sleeping, don't get me wrong. I really do love sleeping. But I can't get a whole bed with a $25 gift card. What the fuck am I supposed to buy with this? Am I supposed to buy a bath bomb? Am I supposed to buy one of those fizzy balls you drop in the bathtub so I can entertain myself while I'm washing my ass? Am I supposed to buy lotions or perfumes? I don't know what I'm supposed to spend this on. The Beyond part of Bed Bath & Beyond is not nearly as exciting as I hoped it would be. I went in there and I asked for a couple of ribeye steaks. I said, this is what I need. I need a couple of steaks. And the woman looked at me and she said, I'm sorry, sir, but unfortunately, our meat department is closed. The butcher didn't show up for work again. And I said, oh, great. He wasn't here last time I came by. When do you think he'll be back? And she said, sir, actually, I was lying to you. We don't have a butcher here at all. I said, have you heard of Beyond Burgers? I've heard of Beyond Burgers. And if you can't get a Beyond Burger at Bed Bath & Beyond, where the hell can you get them at? But that wasn't even the worst gift that I received. I wish it was, but it wasn't. At least a gift card I can trade it for cash or drugs or something.
Yeah, now would be a good time to make your announcement.
Oh, you think I've got to spell it out for them?
Yeah, you've got some dumb listeners, man.
All right. May I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the proud owner of a $25 Bed Bath & Beyond gift card, and I am willing to trade it for drugs. The show's phone number is still up. It's still in existence. If you ever want to call our voicemail number, by the way, leave me a voicemail, maybe I'll play it on the show. Or if you want to sell me some drugs, the number is 818-336-1146, and I hope I'm not breaking any laws. But as much as I'm complaining, the gift card wasn't even the worst gift that I received this year. I wish it was, but it wasn't. Somebody gave me a t-shirt for Christmas. How the hell am I going to wear a t-shirt? It's 30 goddamn degrees outside! I have to wait 6 months before I can even try this bitch on! And they said, oh, you'll look good in that come spring. That's really going to look good on you when the weather warms up. One, I don't know if I'll still be alive. Two, I don't know if I'll still be skinny enough to fit in this shirt. You're assuming, and I appreciate your confidence, but you're assuming that I'm not going to gain 30 or 40 pounds before April, and I probably will. And the person that gave it to me, she said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll look good on you. Why do you have this confidence? Why are you so confident that this shirt will look good on me? Have you ever seen me look good in anything that I've worn in my entire life? It hasn't happened. Why do you think that you can pick out some magical t-shirt that's suddenly going to make my physique, suddenly going to make my body look like $1 million? She said, don't worry about it. It'll look good on you. I said, I'm never going to wear this. I'm going to give it away as soon as possible. I'm going to give this to the first homeless person that'll take this shitty shirt off my hands. I can't even donate this shit to Goodwill because it's out of season. Giving somebody a t-shirt in the dead of winter, it's not even a gift. At that point, it's just an imposition. At that point, they just have to figure out how to get rid of it or store it indefinitely until hopefully the weather warms up. So yeah, the t-shirt was worse than the gift card, but the t-shirt was not the worst thing that I received for Christmas this year. Nope, somebody did worse. Somebody fucked it up beyond belief this year. Somebody got me a Christmas ornament. A Christmas ornament. What good does that do me? I don't even have a Christmas tree. I've never put up a Christmas tree in my entire life because I'm not a festive person who cares about the holidays. The person that gave me this gift, they gave it to me and they were excited. They were a hell of a lot more excited than I was. I opened it. I looked at it. I said, what am I going to do with this? And they said, you put it on your tree. You can hang it on your tree at home. I said, I don't have a tree. I think they thought I was joking, and they said, oh, you can just hang it on a tree outside then. And I said, I don't even have a tree outside. I live in a townhome. I live in a city. I have no natural agriculture around me. I have no trees. All the trees have been deforested where I live. It's a concrete jungle with no foliage. And they laughed it off, but I wasn't laughing. I brought it home, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with it at all. It's like Santa Claus in a sleigh or some shit. I don't know what's going on. I'm a secular individual. I don't even believe in Santa Claus. Can you believe that? I don't believe in Santa Claus. But even if I did believe in Mr. Claus, I gotta be honest with you guys. This ornament that I have here, he looks disheveled. He looks unkempt. If you were unfamiliar with the Christmas traditions, you would just think this was an old man with a shaggy beard who decided to throw on a red blazer and joyride around town, possibly drunk late at night, casing houses for shit that he could steal, just climbing down chimneys and coming back out with shit. Santa Claus looks like the type of guy you see driving around your neighborhood in a sleigh, and you immediately go home and log on to the online sex offender registry just to make sure that he's not living next to you. My point is, I'm suffering a Christmas hangover because of these shitty gifts. I don't want any more gift cards, no more clothing, no more fucking ornaments. Just give me cash. I've told you before and I'll tell you again, give me cash money or don't give me shit. Okay, there's no easy way to transition to this, but Jessica, it was 1959.
Wait a second, let me get the sound effects.
This isn't about war, Jessica. This is about me. This is about my life. Turn that off. Turn it off.
Why are you playing war sounds? Well, I heard 1959 and I immediately just thought of war.
Well, I guess it did sound like I was starting into a war story, but nope, that's not what this is. The year was 1959 and a wee chap was sent to the grocery store by his mother to pick up a carton of cigarettes. When the boy arrived at the store, he noticed a damsel in distress on aisle 2. He rushed over to help her, but she had fallen and hit in her head. The paramedics arrived and they said, sorry everybody, but there's no hope. We think she's dead. At that moment, that boy turned into a man and he said, I know how to help her. He went over to aisle 7, the water aisle, and he grabbed the purest form of refreshment known to man. Friends, it's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater. Ah yes, Pure Russian Rainwater. The dictator's choice since 1997, but we've been around a whole hell of a lot longer than that. Pure Russian Rainwater, it'll bring your loved ones back to life if they're dead laying on a grocery store floor somewhere.
Choosy hydrators know to hydrate with the best and fuck the rest.
Exactly, Jessica. When it comes time to hydrate, if you're not hydrating with Pure Russian Rainwater, then you might as well just end your life. I'm just going to be honest with you. End your life if you don't pick up a case today. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Pure Russian Rainwater. The original small batch Pure Russian Rainwater. I heard an advertisement on the radio this week for something referred to as an eternal wedding band. And it was a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, of why you need to pay particularly close attention to your wedding vows. Notice that in most wedding vows, it says, till death do us part. It's important to know the rules. Now, I personally don't believe in an afterlife, but I really don't believe in anything, so that's not going to be a surprise to you. But there is a chance that there's an afterlife, and it's important to not get roped into your relationship beyond the mortal plane. Pay close attention to your wedding vows so you don't get roped into an eternal situation, and don't buy an eternal wedding band because that's more than you've signed up for. I will pause for a moment now so my listeners can go find their marriage documents to determine if they're actually roped into this beyond death or not, because that's a big stipulation right there. However, I will offer you some advice. If you're roped into a marriage that extends beyond the grave, you're going to want to get out right now. And you might say, Johnny's going to take 50%. She's going to take 50% of everything I have. I can't leave her. Do you really want to be with that person for beyond your existence on this mortal plane? Do you want to be hanging out with this person in heaven? You don't like them now. You aren't going to like them forever. Ladies, his dick barely works now. Imagine how it's going to be in 700 years. The shit's going to be useless. That set of grotesque balls isn't going to improve with age. It's only going to look worse and worse. And men, let's be honest with each other and be honest with your wives. You're going to want to play the field once you get to heaven. You've seen Marilyn Monroe in black and white, but have you seen her in color before? Have you seen her in color topless before? I don't think you've seen that. You're going to want to hit that. You're going to want a piece of that action. You're going to want to tap Marilyn Monroe's ass when you're in heaven. The last thing that you want to do is show up in heaven with an eternal wedding band on. The angel will look at you and he'll say, man, we've got this brand new pussy buffet that we set up for all new visitors to heaven. And we were going to invite you to hang out at the Pussy Buffet all afternoon. We've got shrimp cocktail. We're doing a little coke. We're having a good time. But I see that you've got that eternal wedding band on. So guess what? You're not invited. And you'll say, oh man, I wanted some of that Pussy Buffet. And the angel said, well, guess what? You can look, but you can't touch. Eternal wedding band. Get the fuck out of here. It's the same reason why I'm never buying anybody a diamond. What do they say? Diamonds are forever. We got women out here trying to blow you for 30 seconds to score a forever diamond. That doesn't add up. That doesn't make sense. Trying to blow me for a gemstone. No, thank you. Not that I think I'm special, because I know that I'm not special. Shit, I'm unloved and unwanted, and I know it. I'm just not trying to get trapped in some sort of an eternal relationship type of situation. That doesn't sound good at all. I want to participate in the Pussy Buffet, excuse me. But I know that I'm unloved and I know that I'm unwanted. I can't even hold my head up high when I go out in public. I ate 6 Texas toasts last night. 6 slices of Texas toast. Am I a piece of shit? You're damn right I'm a piece of shit. There were 8 in the box, so I showed some minor restraint, but I ate 6 of them. It's hard to go out in public after you eat 6 slices of Texas toast. I went out today and I couldn't even make eye contact with anybody. I was afraid that if I got too close to anybody, they'd smell the hydrogenated oils and garlic powder on my breath and they would know the truth. They'd be like, holy shit, this man ate 6 slices last night. What an animal. I will say, I think the Texas toast is the toast equivalent of the brioche bun. Now, up until about 6 months ago, I didn't know what the fuck a brioche bun was. Nobody ever told me. But I found out a brioche bun is basically a bun made with more eggs and more butter, and more all that bad shit that makes it taste good. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't really know what the fuck Texas toast is. I guess it's just toast that's been cut a little bigger than usual because it comes from Texas and everything's bigger in Texas. Now, believe it or not, I had never eaten Texas toast until probably a few months ago because every time I went to the grocery store, I never had on my boots, I never had on my spurs. I never rode a horse down to the grocery store, so I didn't know if I was eligible to buy this product or not. I was fearful that they would actually check my ID. I was fearful that I would get carded for these Texas toasts and they would discover that I'm actually from Ohio. So I devised a plan. I went inside, I put on a cowboy hat, I talked up some of the employees, we talked about horses and the Dallas Cowboys. And after a few minutes, I said, can you do me a favor? Can you lead me to the Texas toasts? And the employee said, oh, the Cowboys are playing this weekend. Are you having a party? I said, you're damn right I'm having a party. It's a Texas toast-themed Dallas Cowboys party. And he said, oh, I've never heard of anything like that before, but that proves you're from Texas. Go ahead and grab one of these boxes and have a good weekend. So I scored my box of Texas toast, and a lot of fatties out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm sure a lot of fatties have eaten an entire sleeve of Oreos before. If you've eaten an entire sleeve of cookies, eaten an entire sleeve of Texas toast, is just as depressing and just as magical as eating an entire sleeve of cookies. It's wonderful. I had the time of my life last night. These Texas Toast are the lone bright spot in what otherwise has been a completely miserable month. Next year for Christmas, I don't want gift cards. I don't want eternal wedding bands. I don't want clothing. Just give me some Texas Toast. See you guys next Tuesday. Bye. I found out yesterday that I live in the 69th biggest city in the country. How badass is that? 69, dude! 69! Sometimes you gotta just hold on to the small things. Like living in the 69th biggest city.
Fuck job!
I opened the show by saying that I'm harvesting laughs.
Bye!
Have you guys noticed there's only two things we harvest?
Be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
The only thing you ever hear about being harvested are crops and organs. That's it. Can't harvest shit else.
I think you could.
Oh, yeah, pop.
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better. I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore, you call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy, because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts and even some places where you don't. We might even be on Pornhub, but I wouldn't know because it's blocked in my state. I can buy Texas Toast here, but I sure as shit can't log on to Pornhub and jerk it while I'm eating them. All I want to do is jerk off and eat Texas Toast, and you've taken the one thing away from me that I love. Texas Toast are ready. You fixed Texas Toast, Jessica? Yeah, I made them on the burn barrel. Thank you, Jessica.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.